Sunday, Monday, Corey days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Corey days. Corey day. What a day for YouTube. This content is out. Scoop along with me those Corey days. Oh my stars. Hey everyone, welcome to Steel Wars. I am Steel Saunders. I do love Star Wars. And we are back. Somehow, I'd almost deleted that theme music, Corey.
Wow, that's tragic.
I held on hope, but it is the return to the Hyper Chat on YouTube and podcast worldwide. Corey Van Dyke, my old buddy, somehow has returned.
Yep, here we are. Just like before.
Just like old times.
Just like old times, exactly right. Yeah, nothing's changed, though, in the last time we've... I mean, we weren't in anything special, so... Yeah.
Nothing's changed yet. Everything is different.
That's right.
Is that... No, I'm getting mixed
up. No,
it's...
Nothing's changed, but everything has changed, and that's how you want it to be, really. There you go.
Wow, that's so confusing. Mm. Anyway... If let's get everyone up to speed. I'm Steel. I do a podcast called Steel Wars, and we used to, back before something happened, do a weekly podcast, just chatting Star Wars and making sure we're free of vibe checks. So we're back. What happened was we both got to be background characters. Corey definitely was a character on Kenobi. So there was a bit of a blackout. And I've got to say, Corey, you haven't commented on it, but
I know exactly what you're going to say. I've been waiting to say a little something about it.
The Ajax beard is back.
It is back. What does it mean?
What does it mean? I'll tell you what it really means. It means that I went to Australia to move my store, the Shore store, and I was like, I'm not shaving until I open the store. Like it was my, you know, that I just had to stay animalistic.
Right.
Until the store had, the new store had opened. But then when I opened the store, I then realized it was so cold in Melbourne that rewarding myself with a clean shave would actually backfire and I'd be freezing. And then I got back to LA and I just haven't bothered to cut it yet.
Maybe
so the least exciting explanation for my Ajax Citizen beard reappearing.
Yeah.
But
well, is that the reason?
Ah.
I don't know. We did some nice manipulating the last year, so who knows really what's going on now?
Who knows? It's all diversion. Maybe I'm growing the beard as a diversion because it's actually my feet that are going to be in Ahsoka.
There you go. Well, it's funny. You left Australia. I didn't even realize it for like the first couple weeks. And I was like, wow, I don't know where Steel's at. And then I started seeing the posts and whatnot. But it was strange because we're usually like, for the most part, in contact a lot. And then I was like, I haven't heard from Steel in a good amount of time. And then I see you have a new store and you have no sleep apparently going on. And you're
zero.
At airports.
That was the best sleep I had for the whole
month. I saw that, yeah.
That's... It was on a Fiji, like, air, like four seats along. And then it had, like, a one seat had an armrest so you couldn't sleep on it comfortably, which was just, like a big finger from the airport to passenger Steel Saunders. Do you know what I mean? Indeed. Like if you are stuck in a situation where your best bet is to sleep on this bench...
Yeah.
How about we make it a little bit more uncomfortable for you?
It's the Ajax citizen. You should have been given the treatment, the gold star treatment.
No, I think that's the Ajax. That was a very Ajax moment. Don't.
I guess it would be, wouldn't it? Yeah. You're becoming a character now.
All right. Aubrey's in the chat. So shout out to Aubrey. David McKay says Kenobi season is confirmed. Ajax is back.
That is what this is. Yeah.
I do think Kenobi will come back. That's just my, it just yeah. like was such a hit that you got to hit it again.
Yep. I think now, so too.
I can't emphasize this enough, Lucasfilm Corporation. All rights reserved. The fans love continuity.
Yep.
They like to see, you know, like people say, oh, it's the same bit of ship. Oh, it's R5-D4. Like it's, they love it all. It's, and I'll just leave it there. I'll just leave it there. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. Yeah.
But Corey, this weekend, I didn't get to go. Very, very sadly. My shop, I'm still working on stuff for the shop. And I'm just, I was like, those 5 days, for the greater good of life, I will stay home and work on these projects. But San Diego Comic Con, you were there, and my heart was just breaking because that's where we first sort of really like hung out and realized that we were the original odd couple.
It was the bonding experience that birthed life into this show. So.
And but you went. How was it? Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah, so I went with Aubrey, and also we had our fellow buddy, Canadian buddy Dominic Jones from the Star Wars Underworld. He was with us as well, and also our buddy Rory, who we met on the set of Kenobi. It was a smaller group this year than usual because it's usually, you know, I feel like in the years past, especially when we're with you, it's a lot bigger. But this one was a little more chill of a Comic-Con than I think I've experienced before. There was a lot of people there still, but in terms of the groups, I guess, were dispersed and people who usually go didn't go this year. But your absence was felt. Aubrey and I kept going, where is he? He should be here.
Was it?
It was felt. We mentioned you like several times. You
okay.
And you, yeah.
All right. Because I've got this tweet up, right, on the screen right now.
Oh, yes.
At Corey underscore Wolfpack.
Yeah.
SDCC was super fun this year. Exclamation point. Like, which sort of like this year it was fun, which sort of would leave the reader to assume maybe other years were not as fun. Like, oh, finally a fun year. It continues, it was pretty chill, so didn't feel like I had to rush through anything. And you've got photos here with Rory and Dom, and you're having a glorious time. But we miss, I don't see maybe that, like, that it's like a hashtag I've muted or something, that I can't see the one about how I miss Steel or... Hey, here's me out the front of 7-Eleven with a cheeseburger in honor of my dearly missed friend.
Refresh the page. Refresh the page. Must
and then,
be refreshed.
And then Aubrey down here, Yoko, she chimes in with the only thing you're in a rush for was to see your favorite blue boy.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So you got time for this Hondo Inaka doll. But no, a little shout out to your buddy Steel.
But you want to hear me. You want to hear something funny. It'll just get you.
I do need something to cheer me up.
Yes. I went to 7-Eleven. I looked for the cheeseburgers. You know what? They discontinued forever now.
What?
Gone. there now, and I have a picture for you. Let me text this to you so you put this on the screen, or I'll share it here on the screen. I took this picture for you. This is a Steel Wars exclusive.
What?
If you're
are you serious? So the hamburgers, the cheeseburgers are deleted.
They're gone. They're now called cheeseburger rollers, and that's what they look like.
I'm majorly checked right now.
Cheeseburger rollers.
That is not good.
Horrifying. Because I went in, I was with Dom, and I was like, I need to go look for the this is something I need to do. And we go there, and I'm just looking, you know, what? I just see the little, you know, the rolling of this like hot dog infused cheeseburger.
It just doesn't, yeah, it's against God's plan. Like,
clearly,
you should have gone in there and said, got the, like, get me onto marketing or get me onto product or something. And just like, just as soon as you got through, just be,
you idiot.
That's right. I was excited. I was ready to take the cheeseburger pose. I was going to have Dom take a picture of me, do a really dramatic pose. And then I was done. I was done.
All right. Well, let's just leave it, because I really do feel.
This is a battle. I do not think that we can win.
I will say their lack
Granted, they taste like crap.
They do. Oh, they're terrible. Yeah, for anyone who's wondering, they're awful. But, like, it was just a tradition where if we'd be too tired or whatnot, or we had to get food on, you know, on the go, the 7-Eleven was right next to our Airbnb, so we'd just run in, we'd grab the burger, and we would eat on the way. And
it was just like having a pallet of stomach stuffer.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, no, I mean, that was one of those things, like the most sick I've ever felt with my stomach because of those cheeseburgers. But that's how it goes at Comic-Con. You have no choice. They upgrade, I will say, so the convention food, they have this personal pan pizza steal.
I love it when you get personal with me.
It was very personal. And it genuinely, I'm not even kidding, it was one of the best pieces of pizza I've had in a long time. I don't know if it was the starvation or if I'm not going out enough.
At 7-Eleven.
No, it was at the convention center. It was like a, you know, their little, they have those like trucks and whatnot. One of the best that I've ever had. And I very much thought if Steele was here, we would be enjoying pan pizzas together. Yeah, it was really good. It was strange. It was strange. In terms of their Star Wars presence, we saw the costumes they had up. They had, lightsabers.
Yeah, I've just got these slides up so people watching the YouTube can check out. There is a lightsaber reveal. In this day and age, there's nothing I find more boring than a lightsaber reveal, because I never know like the grades of lightsabers. Like, I've just seen the best ones be the best.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, everything underneath, like that Reva saber that was somehow a HasLab.
Yeah.
I was at Star Wars Celebration when they announced it to the Hasbro room.
Yeah.
And I got to say, the response, what's the opposite of electric? Prehistoric? It was, the response was like a Rocky Flintstones wheel trying to go up a hill.
Yeah.
It was sort of, The HasLab thing, you've got to make dream, it has to be like a dream made into reality. Like, it's got to be something where you just go, oh, imagine. That, and no one's like gone, oh, imagine bit bigger Rancor, or oh, imagine like another lightsaber.
It wasn't even like their goal was, I think, 5,000, and I think it hit like 1,200 backers. I mean, that's also, they were charging $500 for it. So,
yeah, well, see, the prices, I'm so blah to the whole thing. I'm just like, oh, yeah, 500. I don't know if that's good or not, but. The last two choices, it does make you wonder of, like, who's thinking these things out? Because they're so off the mark.
Yeah, the Obi-Wan lightsaber, I don't think, comes out till like, next year.
Is that a HasLab? It can't be. No,
this is just a regular.
Okay.
I have a feeling they're going to be a little quiet on the HasLab side for a good amount of time.
If you do the Naboo fighter, you're done.
Yeah, there you go.
Gold. There you go. Done.
Black Series done. It's yeah.
I don't know about Black Series.
Well,
That is. I guess they did the TIE fighter. It would be insane.
Yeah. Well, did you see the Hot Toys had one out? At Comic Con. Yeah, Aubrey really wanted it, so that was a tragic moment for her. Funny story I have with Hasbro. The main guy Patrick, who does all the reveals and the convention, panels and whatnot.
Oh! Yeah. I'm sorry, Corey. I've just realized they're doing Blue Top Obi-Wan.
They are.
Yes!
They are. He's a Target exclusive. Sold out.
No! Oh, no! Oh!
But for my good buddy Steel, I pre-ordered two. So you may have
really?
One. There you go. You may have one.
Oh, man. Oh, what a shock.
Better work, man.
Doesn't get any better than that, buddy.
Do you want to? I actually got a Blue Top Obi-Wan exclusive from Comic-Con this year.
Yeah, let me see it.
This was a exclusive set that they had. There's some little keychain character. So there he is in a little blue outfit.
Who makes a three little squishy keychain?
This is a Monogram is the company. They have a Vader in there and that Lola. So this is like the first Lola merchandise I've seen. It's pretty nice.
Corey.
Yes.
I'm so excited. So I saw that at Target the other day, you got like two Inquisitors. And I saw you got Obi-Wan as well. Did you get two Inquisitors or just one?
I'll show you. Here. So I found all these. This one was kind of a surprise. This is a Tika. Little Jawa. Yeah. And actually, Steel, we met the person behind this Jawa. So that was kind of cool.
I think I may have chatted to them for quite a while.
I believe you did. Okay. Here's the Obi-Wan. Comes like a little Lola there. Here is the Reva.
Yeah. So I saw her and the fifth brother.
Okay.
And I was like, I could get the other Obi-Wan, but I just like maybe I'll have to get it customed or something because I want the blue coat because that's my Obi-Wan from set.
Yeah.
But now I've got that and I can set up a little diorama. Well, they don't really talk to each other in that set, do they? They're there at different times.
Very different times. I think you need this one too. This was in our transport scene.
He looks more rugged. Is this after he's been burnt or something?
I don't think so. I think it's... I mean, he's got... No, he looks... No.
Yeah, I saw one in these photos, I think. And I don't know if it's a different scale or what, but it seemed a lot neater. Like, a lot more when he was actually going to the... on the starship. Oh.
Well, there's this one that I also found the other day. So this is more of the...
Let's see if I can find this photo.
The vintage one. He looks a little more clean, I think, on this one.
Yeah. But
he also comes a little Lola as well.
Actually, this was what I was looking at. It was the mannequin. Yeah.
That's the mannequin one. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was weird to see in person again. Sure.
Yeah. It's so rad. So we're looking at the Lucasfilm Pavilion's costume display, and they had costumes from a few different shows, Mando and Kenobi. There's Vader, there's Andor, a couple of Andor vibes, the Andor droid. But, yeah, seeing him in that, or seeing the mannequin, him, in the in that Kenobi, that was the outfit when we were on set together when Kenobi was leaving Tatooine. Mm-hmm. And it's so weird that you can see a little bit of his lightsaber.
Yeah.
And you probably weren't privy to it because you were under your mask, not knowing where you were going.
Yeah, I was delusional.
But there was a discussion about how much lightsaber should be exposed when he got his ticket out and if they'd get a shot of it. And Ewan was very, he had very precise thoughts about not overdoing it. He didn't want to make it a big, he wanted to make it as subtle as possible.
Yeah.
To sort of signal to the audience that he's got his saber, he's good to go. It's time for the next episode.
I would say that they did it well. I think because I remember we were talking about that on set and then seeing it done. But it worked really well, I think. Yeah, it was funny seeing all those costumes at the pavilion because, you know. But so the Hasbro guy, Patrick, I go up to him and I was like, hey. He's like, hi. And I said, I have a suggestion on an Obi-Wan Kenobi figure I think you should make. And he's like, okay. So I pull out my phone and I get my Jabim refugee character out and I go, what do you think of this? I said, this is me. He goes, wow, congratulations. He was like, maybe, I don't know if you've seen like the selfie series. And I went, for sure, but... I was like, do you think as a full figure this would sell? And he just kept going, I don't know if you've seen the selfie series or not.
That's like a real life, sir, this is a Wendy's.
Yes, it was. It absolutely was. He was like, yeah, I don't know how like you would make your costume with that or not. And then I was like, well, that's why it should be released in mass production.
I'd use the term mass production pretty loosely, buddy.
Not be a convention exclusive? I mean,
CoryCon, the CoryCon exclusive.
I'll sell them out of my house. Like, just tell me what.
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing that. Like, maybe getting someone to. I'd have to work out what costume would be easiest to paint up, but. I would be up for a custom, and then you just get the head done by Hasbro and just pop it off.
There it is. That's to say you don't have one in the works right now, perhaps.
Oh, dude. They had the scanny thing on set, like the gentle giant
they
thing.
Did,
and I was
yeah.
always just like, when will I be tapped?
Yeah.
So what's this? The what are we looking at here? The Hot Toys sort of action. Darth Maul showing a bit of chest.
Yeah, I got that one about a week before Comic-Con. It's pretty cool.
Oh, you've got it?
I've got it, yeah.
So is that Hot Toys?
It's Hot Toys.
Wowzers.
Yeah. All the pre-orders from like 2 years ago are shipping now, and it's just kind of overwhelming. But yeah, they got that one.
You got the Ahsoka?
The Ahsoka, yeah. I think that was a new reveal, perhaps. I'm not sure.
Which one is that of the
battle? It's Crosshair.
Crosshair. I guess the thing on his face should have given it away to
him. Yeah, perhaps.
I can't recognize anyone by their helmets.
That's fair.
I know the difference between Luke's helmet and Wedge's, and that's about it.
Yeah, so I doubt they're going to release all those, but...
Oh, really?
They showed the Vader today. I don't know if you saw. Hot Toys posted photos of it on their Facebook page, and he's got the cracked helmet.
Oh, wow.
Looks really cool. I have to pull that up. They didn't show the cracked helmet at Celebration, but he's got the cracked helmet. They showed the Grand Inquisitor as well.
I love this one of Obi-Wan lifting all the rocks.
Yeah, that was really cool to see. That was really nice.
Yeah, what else? Did you go to any panels? What did you do, Corey?
I went to... the Hasbro panel and the Del Rey panel. Aubrey went to the Lord of the Rings panel for the show, and she said it was like incredible. Now, I had lined up with her to go to that panel, and I got the Hall H wristband and everything. We had to get up at 5:30 in the morning to go see that panel. I woke up, and I went back to sleep. But she said it was really good, so that's cool.
So she just left you?
Well, no, her mom also went, and a buddy that they've known from like their childhood and whatnot. So they all went. We weren't staying at the same place this year. So it was like, it was so much effort because like then I had to go meet where they were at, and then I wasn't feeling great when I woke up, and I was like, I don't think I should do this, so I did not. But
okay.
I heard it was great.
That I was glad we clarified, because that would be pretty cold of Aubrey just like going, peace.
Yeah, no. No, I think if I was with her, she would have like dragged me out of bed and made
one
sure
would
I,
hope.
Yeah, she absolutely would have.
Hope.
Yeah, the so I went to, so yeah, the Hasbro.
So what was the vibe at the Hasbro one?
Dude, it was really weird because so as soon as the panel started, right, it was at 3 p.m. exactly, the Hasbro Twitter page dropped everything that they were going to reveal at the panel. So I'm on Twitter and I see everything and I was like, oh. And I was like, I was crossing my fingers. I'm like, I hope that the panel isn't just
everything. You should have given them the Aubrey treatment and just gone, peace.
Yeah, so I went to the, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I would have totally understood that. So they started announcing everything, and it was funny because I turned to Dom and I just showed him my phone. I'm like, here's everything, by the way, that you're about to see. The vibe was weird because, so they showed their Halloween figures. I'm sure you've seen those. And the reaction was audible.
Oh, wait. Let's just, we'll go back to that story. Just on the slides for those watching on YouTube. So there is the Naboo fighter, the Mando'd up one. So is this Hot Toys 12-inch scale?
Mm-hmm. It was massive, dude. It was huge. Like it's uncomparable to like, it was.
That is insane.
It's like a small bed. It was huge. That's what I can compare it to.
I'm sure I had photos of these Halloween figures on this slideshow. But
the audible size that were...
There was
a heckler.
I was just like, I wish I could be there for... like, because I like the excited ones.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you know, but sometimes the flat ones are also very, you know,
it's amusing. It's indulgent. Amusing. So the minute they showed the Halloween figures, you just heard a what?
So and there's then... one that's like, what's his name? The Wookiee.
Oh, the chrysanthemum.
Yeah, and yeah. He's a werewolf, and he's got werewolf ears. Yeah. And it would make a great like Nerdist April Fool's Day post. But here we are. However, Emily Lynn, very surprisingly.
No way.
From the Canobite Dispatch. And she is let's just say she's not known for her positivity. Let's be upbeat about it. But she loves them. She's all over the Halloween ones.
That is shocking.
Now, my contention with those is, yeah, if you love them, great. But let's just release these fun ones when we've got like current figures covered.
Yeah.
And I know they get to save a lot of time by, you know, they're fixing up an old mold, but it's just like, oh, like, come on.
There was a big reaction for, like, the Fallen Order stuff, like the cow. There was actually not really any reaction, surprisingly, for the Mando Luke, and I really think it's because they've waited...
They left it too long.
It's so long. And you know when it comes out? It comes out November of 2023. So like 3 years later, I mean...
Like I know they want to keep secrets and stuff, but you could at least, even if you haven't done the molding or anything yet, you could get like a very core group of Hasbro people to mock it up. Do you know what I mean? And then just have the pre-sale the next day. Yeah. And the next, well, not the next day, because you don't want people posting about it, but like the next Monday or something. And then you could just like, we're getting it done. We've got these pre-sale numbers. They're infinity because we haven't started making it yet. You know, the figure might be, it might not come out for a year.
But yeah.
I want it now. Like, dude, I would have been like, that was like one of the most intense, like watching Star Wars moments of my life. And now I'm sort of like, eh.
Well, I'm really stunned.
It's so long ago.
Oh, yeah.
And I've had other, like, fun things happen.
Oh, not only that, but, like, the Kenobi figures that are coming out right now, I'm shocked at... I'm really shocked that they're even coming out right now. I mean, a month... It would have been great if they were released during the show, but the fact that they're even coming out a month after the show ended, like, that's... I'm there must have been a separate mandate for Kenobi merchandise versus anything else. Also, I'll say, like, when they were doing
all the... Oh, you got them out soon after, but why didn't you just cut, like, you know, 3 months of that off?
Right.
But I'll tell you this. I'm not sure if we've talked about this, and I've got footage. I've got so much footage, Corey, from Celebration. That I just need time to like post, and I've got tons of like Kenobi stuff as well. So I'm sitting on a lot of content. I just need time, break from real life demands to do it. But anyway, I do have footage at the Hasbro panel at Celebration. I asked them like, should fans look forward to you guys getting back in sync with when the content comes out? Like, is that something that you are working towards so that when, you know, before this show comes out, we can buy figures of these characters we're really excited about? And the Hasbro team just went, Lucasfilm, dude, you're answering this one. Like, it was just a unison head twirl. And he answered, sure, he's a great guy. I have no idea, but I presume. He answered in the most frustratingly corporate way of like, we're trying to get the integrate new characters into the current product mix, and it's a real delicate balance. And I was sort of like, so that's no? Like, and yeah, it was pretty much no. And it's like, how can you be so off base?
It's bad.
And not interested in like selling, like it's just like Happy Meal toys, right? You don't have the Buzz Lightyear promotion 6 months after Buzz Lightyear. Like, you get it. It's synergy.
Yep.
And you know, and it's also like a real fun part of it and stuff. It's also fun, at their end, you know, they could be selling so many more figures.
Yeah. No, it's
you put out a couple Inquisitors, Kenobi.
Yep.
Like 3 months ago, like when a trailer came out or something, and it's like just have boxes of them. You're done, son. And even with like young kids or younger kids, they are so you know, they're in and out of things. There's so many different things to occupy them, and what is like, when you're watching it, oh, yeah, Mandalorian, this is sick. Yep. Cool, love him. But then when it comes out 2 years later, it's sort of like, oh, but I've had all these other new things that I've seen through pop culture, and I want that stuff now. Like, it's, and I'm like, do you know what I mean? It's so, like, it's so catering just to, like, take your time, collectors. We're not going to take any chances. It's just like plotting.
I think the craziest thing to me is, so like the Hot Toys Luke from Mando is coming out in like a month. That's coming out. When a Hot Toys figure comes out before like a Hasbro general release item, that's crazy to me.
Now, Seth says they're paranoid about spoilers. Like, so you spoil that there's an Inquisitor in the show. And that Obi-Wan Kenobi looks like Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, because like, what? you put these out, like you said, but, when the trailer comes out.
Like like that news, that just goes out to tens of thousands of, like, or maybe hundreds of thousands of people that actually click with that news and follow it, compared to, like, the billion hours of watch time. It's such a small thing. And, yeah, I don't know, we talk about it all the time, but it's, Star Wars is just an embarrassment in the target aisle. Although you hit the jackpot, apparently.
But that never happens either. So, like, I mean, we've shared our frustrations on that before. So I was not excited. Yesterday, I was like, let me just go to, like, two Targets and see what's going on. Because I've kind of stopped checking recently because there's never anything. I did walk into the one closest by me. And they had, like, so here was what was strange about it. They had the Lolas. Actually, where did I put the Lola? Anyways, they had Lolas. I put it over here. Hold on. They had these. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they had these on the shelf. And they had, like, plush ones that you could get to. They were electronic. And then they had the Black Series. But then the strangest, again, the way that they released these is so weird. They had about 15 Galen Ursos from Rogue One, and then about same, like, 15 Saw Gerreras from Rogue One, and then a bunch of the Anton Merrick from Rogue One as well, which I believe were delayed by like 2 years. So you have this really strange mix of Obi-Wan, like, and these
and
were
Lando.
The
only... Don't forget Lando.
Oh, dude, I counted. There was 34. Vintage collection Landos.
In my target, most of the time, it's just Landos and, like, WWF Legends. Like, there's this, in the Star Wars section, there's this Lando and a couple of wrestlers that have strayed onto the pegs.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really weird. I think the other new thing that I saw there, so anyone who's looking to get Kenobi stuff, Target's doing a reset right now, which I believe starts August 1st. And I think some Targets are doing it earlier, hence mine did it earlier. But there's a ton of Kenobi stuff in their stock rooms right now, I could tell. I asked one of the managers there. So I would, if you want Kenobi stuff, I would start checking on the daily because they're starting to hit.
I tell you what I am frothing over.
Yeah.
Those retro figures.
Yeah. So here's, you want to hear a sad tale? Is my Target had them. All 8 of them in the back room. So I went to the manager. I said, would you mind grabbing the case out? I'd gladly buy them. She said, unfortunately, we have too many pallets in the back. We can't get to them. But if you come back in the next 2 weeks, you might be able to get them. Devastated. 2 weeks. Devastated. Devastated. But they had them there. So, yeah, they are. I don't know if you saw it. They announced that the Skiff Guard Lando is coming back out next year.
All right. Well, then I'll throw out an idea that would make that make sense. And I'm giving them way too much strategy. Can you hear that lawnmower or whatever that thing is?
I can, yeah.
Wait, I'll just try to close this door, maybe.
Okay.
Just.
I will, yes. I'll show you guys the Lola. So, look, we got the... We got the Obi-Wan Vader packaging on there, which is pretty cool. Lola on the back. I think this one was $45, so kind of expensive, but it's, you know, actually really expensive. Not only was that expensive, I'll tell you guys what was even worse, was this cost $34.99. This was $34.99 at Target.
Oof.
And then the regular figures were $27.99.
Oh, they've turned off that thing now. Oh, yeah. So I'm giving them way too much strategy. Like, I'm like, because I don't know, like, I don't, you know. But hear me out. The next HasLab, and you're going to get, you, like, it's done. It's day one. It's done. Mm-hmm. Black Series Skiff.
Yeah. Yeah, that would do it. Yeah.
It's over. Thank you, Filoni. That's what people will be saying for no reason.
That's right, yeah. There were a couple of Funkos that I found. That
here we go. What's more interesting than that?
Obi-Wan.
Nice.
From Kenobi. So I got it in like this pop protector that shows what the code name for this Funko was, and it was Joshua Tree Cheeseburger. So there's a little little code name for you guys. And then here's...
I ironically, a food they did not have.
They did not.
Good pulled pork one day, though.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. There was someone... Oh, yeah, great food. This was Joshua Tree Big Mac was the code name for this one.
Big Mac.
This one is Camille's character, Haja.
Oh, nice. Loved cool. it.
And then they made two Vaders, so this one is a little bit different. I'll show you the difference between the two. But that's it. Very minimal.
Wow.
So I found those. Those come out August 1st, technically, so if you guys are wanting to get them.
The
indeed they were.
The so what any other good Comic-Con things? Like was it like less like in the hallways, did it feel like there was less people?
No, not at all. It actually to be honest, the one at 2018 felt a little bit more empty than this one.
Was COVID starting then? Was it just getting going? Was it pre-hype? No teasers in Hall H or anything like that? Okay.
No, I will say, I stepped out of the convention center a lot because they had a lot of people.
I'm stepping out.
I stepped out. Funko did have this as well. This is their Purge Trooper from Obi-Wan as one of their exclusives. And then they also had, they did it right where they had three different Disney Plus show exclusives. So they also have had Chrysanthemum. And then this one, if you can believe it, way ahead of schedule, it had a Cassian right there from Andor.
From the actual Andor show?
From the series, yeah.
Nice.
Andor, can you believe it?
Shout out Catherine Neen. She'll be all over it.
That's what I was thinking. Also, this year, the Hasbro exclusives you couldn't buy at their booth. You had to get a QR code to then pre-order for something that comes out in December.
All the magic of Comic-Con.
Yes. but yeah, other than that...
They should have done their presentation via Skype. It's just like, dude, we can come. Bring the toys.
You could definitely feel like a little bit of a weird tension in that at the Hasbro panel. It didn't feel... It felt strange. There was also a heckle.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There, the boot.
Oh, tell me about the heckler.
When they announced the packet, or the plastic free packaging, he just went boo. And then when they announced the Halloween figures, did the same thing. When they announced the Slave One and called it obviously the Boba Fett starship, he was very angry, still very angry, and booed multiple times. So,
oh my god, that Slave One looks awesome, or you know, whatever.
Really cool. Yeah.
Really cool. My little personal thing is like, if you say it, it's just what you say. It's what it's called. But you probably don't want to have that word in the target aisle.
Yeah.
Slave.
Yeah.
It's not, it is a
probably shouldn't be there. Yeah. No.
It isn't a sayable, it is a sayable word. But, yeah. Yeah, the people, but like just worrying about that sort of stuff is like, how do you like just like even if you I don't know even if you like you think it's dumb or whatever, it's like yeah, but what does it change really?
Yeah,
like it's just like but the packaging though, that's that's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Did they talk about it all? So they've gone for this boxed packaging.
Mm-hmm.
So you won't be able to see any part of the toy.
Yeah, this will all be sealed off.
Did they talk at all about like trying to have a flap or because like the ironically the Comic-Con exclusives,
those look good. Yeah,
you could slide them out of that little slip case and the figure would be there to touch. Like it wouldn't have plastic. Do I have any right here? Like the old First Order Trooper and Jyn Erso. You know, like those Comic-Con exclusives?
Right. I saw people saying that should be something that they should do.
Yeah, did they bring that up at all? Or?
No. No, they just said that the vintage collection will still have the plastic. It's a convention, or the, like, 40th anniversary stuff. They said the mainline Black Series will not have it. I know there have been a lot of issues already with that. Some people have gotten, like, their Boba Fetts in the vintage collection with the box. And like a leg will be missing or like the head will be messed up. This really, if you look at Yakface's Twitter, he's posted all the different like findings of, and some person just straight up Boba Fett wasn't in it. There's no figure in it. So
yeah, I guess there's no quality. Like
there's no quality control. You can't tell what you're buying. Yeah.
No, but even like in the factory.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like there might be like, if it's in a blister pack, people go, oh, okay, there's a figure not in that one. Take it out.
Right.
Well, that's good. Like, it would be pretty gnarly if, for those vintage collection ones, if they got rid of the plastic, because it's like...
Yeah, it'd be bad. That's like, the whole point of it is...
No, like, that's it
for
it. Because, like, such a big quantity of people that buy that stuff keep it on the wall.
Yeah. 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 I don't mind them doing it to the Black Series, just because, like, I know some people... like that. I think for me it's like, I mean, if they're actually doing it to help the environment, then cool. But they're also making tons of plastic every day, so that's debatable. But I don't know. I think it's gonna create a lot of like inbox collectors falling out of collecting, because what's the point at that point?
Well, like, I like things out of the box anyway.
Yeah.
But I respect my inbox brethren. And like with that, I'm like, oh yeah, cool. Do you know what I mean? Like you can look at them and stuff. But if people were just collecting the ones in the box and keeping them in the box, I'm sort of like,
It kind of ruins.
It's hard for me to get. Like, I know people just buy stuff out of a habit, but then it's not really giving you much of a buzz.
It's not. No, it's just like a box. And I've seen the Marvel ones already do it, and it's very strange.
Oddly enough, like, how's it, how the change of heart? Look at this Luke Skywalker I got. It's like Galaxy of Adventure or whatever. Yeah, Galaxy of Adventure. So it's in a tube. I just love this cartoon art, which
it looks really cool.
With Luke grabbing the lightsaber. But the whole thing is like, do you know what I mean? It's no one. I was going to say no one's keeping it in the packet, and I'm here holding it in the packet.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
But the whole thing is just like landfill.
Yep.
It's insane.
Well, like, it's weird because the presentation of like this looks really nice, right? I mean, that looks good. I think the minute you cover that up, there's no point in buying them to keep sealed.
Wait. I think I've got one of these figures to show you. All right. So this is like the, whatever it's called.
Yeah. The convention.
Sith Trooper. And so you take it out of the slip box and then he's just there.
All cardboard. So why wouldn't they be able to do that?
Well, it's obviously a lot more work. And the box would cost more to have the
slip case. There's a way to slim it down completely, though. I mean, there has to be a way.
But that just seems crazy that you wouldn't do it like that.
Yeah.
That'd be a pretty cool way to display it as well. And you know, you could like have a little like scene printed on here.
Yeah. Yeah, I think at that point, the price would just go up probably another $10, $15, and that would be... I think that's where the fallout of most collectors would occur.
Hey, what do you reckon? I'm not as attuned to the collecting community. But for like people that you interact with on Twitter, that sort of fan, are people opening the Black Series or are they leaving them in the box?
I have friends that keep them in the box that refuse to ever open them. Then I have friends that love opening them. I know my friends who keep them in the box are not thrilled about this.
What are they going to do?
I think they're done. A lot of people are just not going forward with it because, I mean, you can't display them. There's no display purpose for them. The only thing you could potentially do is they still have that side art, right? So you could still build out the connecting. Yeah, but that's not. But that's like it's lame. It doesn't.
At that point, they should just sell. Hey, you can buy the figures, but if you're sane, we're also going to have a pre-order for the empty boxes.
Yeah.
Props to them for like because it's you know they're helping the environment at a like something that is going to cost them sales without question. Because, you know, people have their patterns and some people just need it. Like, they're sort of on the fence and then it's like, oh, that's it, I'm done sort of thing. But definitely for the boxed, you know, that makes it hard to comprehend. So full credit to them for doing that. But, I just wish they'd, investigated that whole box situation. I don't know. I just feel like that would be better for their business in the end. Because that collector market, you're putting that, like the box collector or the lazy collector. Because I've got friends that keep them all boxed up, but it's just out of pure,
for example,
haven't bothered to open them out of the box yet.
For example, right, the open window packaging works. I mean, you're not using a lot of plastic and this looks cool. So I'm sure they could have figured out something. It's a very kind of lazy, I don't know, it doesn't look good. But... Mm.
Hey, so I tweeted this thing the other day, Corey, about why I just didn't understand why the Celebration trailers or teasers had been posted yet. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And people came back with many reasons. Some of them just amusing. But, with these things where it's like, I wish it was like this. Oh, no, but here's a reason why. Oh, okay, reason. I get it. That's you know, not... That's just... Okay, that's how you're getting around it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, like, if the reason why there weren't Kenobi figures out for Kenobi was it takes 3 years to get a figure out these days. So we did it day one. Then I'm like, oh, okay, well, it's late, but you did it all you can. But... the main theory that I was like, oh, okay, was that the effects aren't finished. So they don't want people pausing the footage or sometimes the music they don't want attached with it. Because what's the one about the Jedi Adventures or Tales of the Jedi? That trailer isn't out yet, is it? The animated trailer.
Mm-mm.
I have to say, have you seen any of that?
Yeah, I was at the Tales of the Jedi.
Oh, camp. My God.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Look, I don't hear people talking about it that much because...
It should be, yeah. It should be. I don't get why they didn't put that trailer out.
I can't remember what the music was, but...
I don't like any kind of generic, you know, trailer music they've used in any of their other stuff, so it's not...
Yeah, okay.
I don't... Yeah, I'm
confused. When's that one coming out?
They just said the fall, so there's no, like, specific date. I think it's weird because, you were at the panel, right? They showed us the Ahsoka baby episode and stuff, but, like...
Oh, I came in as that finished.
No!
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing, is, like, they're all leaked online. I get the exclusivity for, like, a second if they want, for, like, maybe the weekend, and then drop them on that Monday or whatever. But I do agree that, like, a lot of those trailers, I mean, they just leak and you might as well put them online. The Bad Batch Season 2 preview clip was, it was not released to the public, was shown at Comic-Con randomly, just on by the pavilion. Well, it was on a loop.
But, yeah, it's weird that it's not on, I don't know. Yeah, it's hard for me to... Because I guess the effects don't really bother me in the trailers. Like, it's not what I'm, like, there for. Although I do remember at the Mandalorian panel back in Chicago, Mayfield's rocket things on his shoulders, his gun or whatever, it looked ridiculous. I'm not sure if it's exactly the same and I'm just used to it.
Well, they definitely changed things. I remember the... Because you know how they showed that, like, 7-minute clip?
Yeah.
It's entirely different from the one that actually was released. The effects weren't done. It was cut and edited totally differently. The music was different. So, yeah. Well, the Bad Batch trailer that they released at the Celebration panel is different than the one that they put on the YouTube channel. The one at Celebration was like 2.5 minutes long. It had more of an emphasis on Commander Cody returning. The one that they released on YouTube was about 1 minute long and didn't have as much of the beef as the one from Celebration. So
with the Tales of the Jedi, have they released anything?
No.
They've
shown pictures like on StarWars.com and that it's coming up.
Okay, they have, yeah.
There hasn't been a push for it yet. So,
because it's like that trailer was pretty stunning.
It was really good. It was the perfect like trailer for the show.
And it had what's his name? Count Dooku?
Dooku and Qui-Gon, and they had the Clone Wars era and Ahsoka and Anakin, and it was perfect, yeah. I don't know why they didn't put that out. I think there is also a certain, at least from all the trailers being released before, I think there's a certain timeline legally that they can put those out. It's just me speculating, but it's really stupid.
Dude, it's on their own platform. It's not a movie.
I know. That's what makes it even stranger. Is
no, they...
you don't think so? Well, I don't know. I think there's something. There's something to that. I think it's ridiculous. But did you see? Actually, I wanted to ask you about this because in terms of like legal stuff, I thought it was strange. That there was an interview that was done with Natalie Holt, the composer of Kenobi, and Deborah Chow, where they said that they weren't allowed to use any of John Williams' Star Wars scores until the final episode of Kenobi when he signed off on it. But they weren't allowed to do any hints of it, anything. And that's why we never saw any of it in the first 5 episodes. That is a law.
Okay, James Waterman says, California state law says they can't have too many people aware that a Star Wars show is going to come out at once.
Correct, yeah.
Or obtain figures from said show.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it sort of doesn't interest me that much. I think it's a good idea to save the music till the last episode. So, like, I thought that was more, like, you know, impactful sort of thing. So, yeah, because I sort of like, oh, if it's true, I agree with it. I didn't really think that much about it.
Yeah.
Seth says, did you see the new Rosario interviews? And no, I have not. But yeah, the animation one's not coming out because that Tales of the Jedi one was, it definitely sparked the imagination.
There was a big thing that kind of went unnoticed over the weekend. I think maybe it was because of Comic-Con. I saw it on Twitter. I have the screenshots for it. But so there was a person who I guess her boyfriend or husband works at on the sets for Ahsoka and whatnot. And she got a photo of Hayden Christensen in the parking lot for Ahsoka. And it's just, I was on Twitter all weekend. I didn't see a lot of people talking about it, but like, I thought that was kind of huge. Cause like, I mean, that's, there you go. Like he's in Ahsoka. So I saw that kind of floating around a bit.
I think just cause most people assumed that he was, cause that, he was sort of pressed about it in an interview at Celebration and he was pretty, flippant.
Yeah. But yeah, it's clear he's shooting there right now, just based on those photos. So Can't put out an official thing on it, though, of course. So, so D23 is coming up. Oh, here was this. So Dom and I were talking about this the other day.
They should have had Anakin Skywalker's costume from Ahsoka at.
Could you imagine?
No, but it would have like just.
It would have been, dude. Yeah, absolutely. They had that acolyte.
Casting. Okay, it's about. You've got this information, this currency, this excitement credit. Where are you going to spend it? Spend it because it runs out. Like, because then someone else gets it and spends it or something. I don't know. Corey just spoiled it on the internet. But yeah, just like do it there. And like, that's like, you don't need to put out a press release or anything. It's just like people going crazy.
There. The acolyte casting was weird. That was a strange like reveal to do it just randomly. Like, it wasn't even. Did you see that going around?
Yeah, I didn't think that was like, if you got maybe at least that's doing something. Do you know what I mean? At least they announced it before.
But it was strange because I saw the photos. It looked like that was done right before. There was the convention started, so it wasn't like a pavilion announcement or anything. It was just something they had done, right before. But
and that news is, what's the actor's name?
I'm not 100% sure.
Okay, wait there.
Yeah,
Amandla Stenberg.
Okay, yeah.
God, I hope she better have Wikipedia bookmarked on her bloody browser. But they're going to be in the Acolyte. I didn't like it. It doesn't bother me. Like, it's not like it's odd, but at least they said it before, it was. And it leaked out. So
I
sort of have to applaud that.
Oh man, that was leaked out like a year ago though. This is just reconfirming.
Oh, so this news has already been out.
Oh, this is a Variety thing last year, man. Yeah. This is That's what I was saying. I was like, okay. Yeah. It wasn't like a breaking thing at all.
This is a vibe check.
It was weird. They could have, I don't know, man, like a panel for Andor could have been cool, or like.
Yeah, that's a shocker. Like, you've got that month out and.
Because now at D23 in September, I mean, you're already like 4 episodes into Andor at that point. And like, I do think D23 is going to be big this year. I got a feeling that we'll see the announcement of Star Wars films. It'll never come out, but we will see the announcements for them. Yeah.
Are you going?
I applied for like the press ticket for it, but if I get that, I'll go. I would like to go. It seems like it would be a fun time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's about all the news. I should point out that our photo today on the user pick, although Aubrey couldn't be with us. But the cover photo is us with Poe Dameron,
yeah,
at a some sort of brewery restaurant, in the Los Angeles area, and can you with Aubrey all grins? Can you remember that day, Corey?
I do remember that day very vividly. Yeah, that was one of our Obi-Wan set days. Yep. Like, it's funny looking back because all the other podcasts we've done, and now we can finally talk about it. Like, we just had to be so coy about it. And it was funny when we would get comments from people, especially when that, I'll never forget this one, the Mando Gallery came out for season 2. And we were talking about, wouldn't it be crazy to be on set with a legacy character and all this? And I had, like, it was so hard to keep a straight face because as Steele and I were doing, podcasts. Sometimes we would be off on set or we'd come back and then we'd be called back or whatever it was. And we just had to be so quiet about it. But it was, It was really funny. Because Aubrey and I had done all our stuff on Jabim already. So we had been up there for about a month and a half. And then I did the stuff with Steel where we were on Tatooine. Yeah, that's...
And we've got, like, stuff that we've recorded.
Yes, we do.
To post when I when I can get time to go through it. But, yeah, the all-time, just the bizarrest thing was when you were dressed as that pirate and you're walking through Star Wars trying not to hit Ewan McGregor and meet me at the starport. And, like your eyeballs were Corey and the way you walked, and it was just so funny. All right, so James Waterman would like to know, Corey, do you have a name backstory for your character? And God, hasn't this backstory changed over the months?
It has. I do. I had our buddy Art give me my character's name from Jabim, which it's Kava Spes is what we've landed on. For the name of my refugee character.
I called that once in Fiji.
it's the next pandemic. It's great. In terms of a backstory, I mean, it's just the way that I'm going to completely just nerd out for a second, but I obviously my character was alive during the Clone Wars, so I envisioned that I was a little child on Jabim. I have two different headcanons.
Oh, it's changing now. You can't change it.
No, I have. I've told Steel this. I told him the minute that we were on Tatooine together. I said, I am classifying myself as a refugee Jedi because clearly I'm clearly a Jedi. I clearly possess the Force.
I remember when you said that you think you're a refugee Jedi.
Yeah.
And I was like, so they've made Corey a Jedi. What has Star Wars come to? Like, come on, Star Wars.
Yeah. But sure enough. Sure enough. I was around during the Clone Wars, you know, Anakin, Rex Fives, Obi-Wan, Ahsoka. I saw them all. Fought many battles.
How come you didn't say hi to Kenobi in the show then?
You know, people change, and you know, I did. It was off screen. You just didn't see it. So
okay, that's better.
You didn't see the great scene that I shot with you and McGregor, where it was just him and I. You know, I had scripts, pages of dialogue of talking about the past. You didn't see it, but we shot it.
Oh, that was the day when you had like the big monologue, both of you. But you
the big monologue.
Threw
the
script away and just said, "Let's just have at it."
Yes, yeah, it was all improv. It was just, it was great. There was a flashback scene that de-aged me into a, you know, as a child.
And
Deborah, just didn't, it wasn't
Deborah,
in the
Deborah Chow's on the side of the stage with a megaphone going, "Keep filming."
Yeah, she got teary. I put on such a performance, and unfortunately, it was cut.
That's going to be some. I can't wait for the Kenobi Gallery.
Kenobi Gallery. That might be in there. You'll see my Oscar award winning moment. But I'm excited to see that gallery because I would assume there was, you're going to see you and I just being stupid at some point. I don't know if there is a gallery or not, but I would assume there has got to be one, right? I mean, they have them for all the other shows.
You do.
God forbid Lucasfilm announce anything, though. So
you'd surely do one for the most popular one, wouldn't you?
Yeah. D23 exclusive.
Ah, speaking of Star Wars news we missed, the that whole thing about the, what's it called? The Skeleton Crew? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Sounds
like it'll be terrible.
About how it's got a giant... like $130 million like dollar budget. And there's you know, people complain about, oh, you know, Disney just do stuff on the cheap and like, you know, they just want money, let's pump out stuff. And it's like the same people that complain at like, oh, the budget's $130 million, it's too much. Like, it's like, who, no, how does anyone know anything about film budgets?
Yeah.
Like, I do you know what I think of? Whenever I hear a film budget right now, I'm like, well, you've got to account for all the jelly babies I took. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, this film, yeah. It's like 130 million or whatever this show. It's like, in that 130 million, you've got to cover the jelly, what are they called? Are those jelly beans called the real cool ones? Jelly bellies.
Yeah, jelly belly, yeah.
Like, you have to budget for the amount of jelly bellies that one of the extras is going to eat every day is there. It all comes out of it.
I'm sure they have enough to pay their whole crew. I mean, I would assume they're ready to go with their 138 million.
Brian Balance says there's a lot of the budget is spent in marketing. Usually in the film budgets, marketing's not included. Whenever I listen to like Slash Film podcasts and stuff, but yeah, I don't know exactly. But I will say one thing: if you're going to spend some money in marketing, and this goes for anyone in Hollywood, I'll just yell out the window. I don't know how much people see this in other parts of America, because like LA has so much advertising. Enough with the character posters.
Oh, dude, I know. It's getting...
Every film.
It's
egregious. What do you got for us, marketing genius? Or character posters? Love it. Let's go.
I didn't really like the Kenobi character posters. I don't know. It was
the ones with the eyeball.
Yeah,
I didn't mind them because I like it's cheating because the one with Owen had Luke in it, and that made me happy.
Okay, that's fair.
But at the Kenobi premiere in Australia for the finale, they had laminates with that art on it.
Yeah,
but I got like a fifth brother, but they didn't have an Owen one.
You know what the best piece of Obi-Wan marketing or Obi-Wan posters that I have? You want to see it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's that one right there.
Is that signed by Ewan McGregor? Oh, it's signed by Aubrey. Wait there. I've got to get that on a solo. Wow, that is awesome. Autographed Aubrey.
I also, hold on. I stepped it up, though. There you go.
How many autographed photos of your girlfriend do you have in your house, though, Corey?
A concerning amount. This is a 16 by 20 poster. I did. It's just too cool.
Hey, when you had your back around like that, when you're facing the other way, it looked like you were cosplaying as Dr. Claw. Next time, Kenobi. Next time.
Oh gosh. Yeah. No. Very excited.
I like it how we've got our I've got my Toro one. Oh, well, actually, I gotta go back.
Let's see you.
That you got me should be an easy job.
Yes, I have an 8x10 ready.
I've got one from Riley Silverman.
That's cool.
And a new book exploring Tatooine. To steal a Tatooine citizen.
Ooh, I don't know if I showed this one yet. This is the original Jabim comic book cover. This is signed by Ewan, right there at Celebration. So that was
You got it signed by Ewan McGregor.
I did, yeah.
No way.
Actually, here. We might as well share this one.
If it's another picture of Aubrey, I'm ending it now.
This is the Kenobi Celebration poster, so I have it signed by Ewan right there. And then signed by Rupert Friend, the Grand Inquisitor. There's Aubrey's, and then there's mine. So I need steel on this. I'm trying to get the whole cast on this at some point, but
well, that was my, I said at Celebration, I want to get all the background people, but I said background. How many bloody Ewan McGregor autographs are you buying from Celebration these days?
Yeah, I got two, and then we had a photo op, and which was cool. And I was wearing the Kenobi crew hat, and Ewan was very excited about that, which was cool. It was a nice little moment.
Hey, I'll show you this before we go. Oh, this was cool. This is maybe I can get this turned into Ajax. This was at the Kenobi premiere, finale premiere at IMAX in Melbourne. They had action figures on all the seats.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, yes. Yeah, so you saw, I need to hear from you because you saw us in IMAX. So I'm really curious about Aubrey's shot in the finale where it's like clearly her for a good amount of time. What was that like in IMAX?
I was just like, I was more concentrating on not laughing because I'd already seen it. Because right. Like IMAX premiere was like at 7 and they showed episodes 5 and 6, but then it came on Australian computers at 5. So I watched it first where I was staying just to get that out of the way because it's just too intense. Like, am I in it? Am I in it?
Yeah.
And then record the reaction stuff. And then I'd go there and I'd be like, relaxed, because when I watched the first episode at Celebration, I was very tense.
I remember.
So seeing you guys was just, it was so funny on IMAX, but I had to hold in like laughing because it wasn't like fair. It wasn't part of the viewing experience. like I went and saw Top Gun on Sunday night. That was my little missing Comic-Con present. I hadn't seen it, and it was it was quite a Top Gun sequel, I got to tell you. But what was I just going to say about Top Gun? Oh, I laughed out loud quite a bit in the movie, mm-hmm. but it's because the lines are like either ironic or funny. But me laughing out loud continuously because I know someone in the background, it's not part of the signed agreement of that the community has made. So I had to concentrate on not doing that. Although I was next to my sister-in-law Steph and her fiance Adam, and I was like, there's Corey, there's Aubrey. And then of course that beautiful scene when Luke and Owen walk into that store.
Yeah, that's mind blowing. I'll have to send this to you at some point. I have these perfect photo frames or 8x10s that I'm gonna get signed by Steel. Everyone, you'll see them eventually, and it's both from the first episode and the last episode.
I do want to get what's his name? Is it Feely? What's that little dude's name? Grant Feely? Luke Skywalker.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I desperately want one of those. Photos printed out, and I want him to sign it.
That's cool.
For sure. I hope he's one of those signing companies, official picks or whatever. Get some make a bit of extra scratch for your college fund, Grant. Let's go.
One of the shots that still like messes with my head is one where Michael Rexing around and I are Leia's right in front of us. So like, I definitely want Vivian to sign that at some point. Cause she was just like the sweetest to work with. So that kind of breaks my mind. It breaks my mind. Like, so I rewatched Kenobi, all at once, over the last 2 days, and it breaks my mind anytime it's like you or one of us, or like, I feel like I concentrate more on the episodes where we're not in it. cause like it's crazy.
When I watched the next ones, I was just like, oh yeah, just kicking back, enjoying a bit of Star Wars.
Yeah. Yep.
Too sweet. Yeah. All right, this is the other thing I just wanted to show you. I found this at my mum and dad's house when I was back in Australia. So Oh, I've got to post the footage of this as well. I found all these tapes, like from a video camera. And I've got the footage of when I first see the AT-AT at Disney World in Florida. Okay. Like I'm like 23 and I'm like, oh, Star Wars, you know, I'd never been to Disneyland or whatever. And I go around the corner and the big AT-AT's there and I'm like, oh my God. But anyway, when I was at Hollywood Studios, I did something. When I brought this back, this collectible, Corey, people were baffled at how this visual image could be constructed. Check this bad boy. Luke and Yoda, or Steel and Yoda.
Wow, that's a...
training on Dagobah, Empire Strikes Back.
That's a photo.
How good did they do it, though? It's one of those things you get at a theme park where they put your face
in the
thing. But now you can just do it on your phone. Do you know what I mean? But back then, people were just like, how does that exist? That's insane.
It's some morphing there. That's
so quite a collectible.
Yeah,
quite a collectible. All right, Corey. Well, we're back at it.
We're back at it. Yep.
Like and subscribe. Write a little comment. Do all that stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, it's fun because it's like a casual thing. We're doing I'm sure we'll have more set stories as the weeks go by.
Yeah, maybe we can do we can like throw out a little Patreon Q&A or something.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Once we go, the good thing about this is why I like that we recorded so much, not on the set, but to and from and all that was like, it helps. Like when I listen back to it, like it's kind of, I can't listen back to it casually. Like it's quite full on for me to like listen back to it. It's just like so emotional sort of.
Yeah, it is.
And, but it jars all the, like, it's like I've got exact, like I've got the best memory of it because I'm telling the story that day. So then when I listen back, I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot that little piece of like, you know, that guy was there and, so it was really good.
Yeah, it's really fun. I think you guys will enjoy the little banter to and from. Those were fun to record because we were just so excited and it was an ungodly time of hour too. So.
And we could never talk about it with anyone else. So it was like finally a chance to like let loose sort of thing.
It was,
And we've still got the Celebration live show to post up, which is like super funny. And I think most of the stuff we talk about is pretty, timeless. A lot of it's just antics, which was pretty good. So much to come. Like and subscribe. I am extremely busy, but I'm trying to squeeze in some Star Wars chat. Oh, I do have to say, it's very good to have you back, Corey.
It
makes me very happy. I was sort of like, when you couldn't do it anymore, because you were like, you know, on set and stuff, I was like, oh, I got no one. Just like the way we talk about it is such so very glad. Thank you, Corey.
Absolutely. Aubrey and I are starting to do some more Convoy call too, so I'm sure we'll be crossing over multiple times, I'm sure.
Cuckoo.
Time to get back at it.
All right, Corey. Do you still have it in you? You were known.
I am ready.
As the best in the biz. And clearly this episode's gone on for
long enough.
So, hit us with the plugs.
You can follow me at Corey_Wolfpack on Twitter, as well as at The Convor Call on Twitter, Convor Call on Instagram, at Corey_Wolfpack on Twitter and Instagram. And you can follow us on YouTube at The Convor Call, where we just occasionally post fun videos here and there.
Excellent. I'm on here. Follow at the Shore Store on Instagram. Do that.
Cool.
Do you, Corey?
Do I? I guess we'll have to change that.
No.
No.
You idiot.
Oh, boy. Let's see.
May that force be with you.
Sunday, Monday, Corey days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Corey days. Corey day. What a day for YouTube. This content is out. Scoop along with me those Corey days.
I can't believe you don't follow it on Instagram, buddy. You're never for me. You're never there for me, Corey.
I followed you to Tatooine.
Touche.